In the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. The old prospector hears about the hermit's past.
I need to find myself another line of work,
said the old prospector.
Maybe I'll head back to Chicago. I heard that they was looking for some experienced men over there.
He would have turned to leave, but the old prospector saw that the hermit was preparing some cornmeal mush. The aroma that wafted throughout the cave smelt delicious. He sat down long enough to share a bowlful with him.
You're not from these here parts, are you?
Ventured the old prospector. No, came the reply. I was born in the Lombardy region of Italy. I've only told this to one other person besides you, and that was to Don Miguel Romero. His father-in-law, Don Manuel Delgado, had died in the cholera of the early 1850s. In order to bring him back home from Mexico, his men soaked his corpse in whiskey to preserve it on the way back. The old prospector paused in mid-chew and looked up at the hermit. He said nothing, but Giovanni continued. I was told back in Council Grove, Kansas, that there was a wagon train coming here. I approached Don Miguel Romero one day and handed him a letter of introduction given to me by several prominent citizens of St. Louis. I assured him that I wouldn't eat or drink much if he were to let me come to New Mexico territory with his wagon train. He came to trust me, and soon we were friends. He wanted me to ride alongside of him and tell him stories. I assured him, however, that the burden that I was carrying was much too heavy for any of his mules. He was amazed by this remark, since I was carrying only an old sack and some prayer books in it. Giovanni paused in his narrative to look at the old prospector. The old man was sitting with his mouth agape, waiting for him to continue. To prove my point, I told him to lend me one of his mule trains. He did. I got on top of the mule and dug my heels into its side. The animal refused to budge. Don Miguel tried to lead the mule, to coax it, to whip it, but nothing would make the animal move an inch. At length, he gave up and asked me just what the burden was that I was carrying and what made it so heavy. Mr. Koldak's eyes opened wide.
What was it?
He blurted out.
Was it gold?
Well, I had trained for the priesthood, the hermit said slowly. I had everything in the world that I could possibly hope for, you see. My father was a count and very wealthy. He was disappointed when I told him that I wanted to be a priest. He had wanted me to take over the family villa in Norvana. Still, he assented to my wishes. I was ready to take the sacrament of holy orders, but in the end, I just couldn't do it. I had fallen in love with a beautiful young lady named Stefania. The problem, though, was that she was already married. He paused.
Go on,
prodded the old prospector. I had seen this young lady come to Mass in my village church daily, he continued. She had long, dark hair and full, sensuous lips. She sang like an angel. Before I knew it, I had fallen in love with her. Just watching her from a distance soon pushed thoughts of the holy sacrifice at the altar aside, and visions of her even came to interrupt my prayer life at night. I hardly even noticed the jealous eyes of her husband Rodrigo as I stared at her lost in thought. One night as I was crossing the village square, I saw her making her way into the church. I was so preoccupied with thoughts of her that I didn't even notice her jealous husband creep up from the shadows behind me with his short sword unsheathed. He threw his left arm across my throat. We struggled, and in the tumult, Rodrigo was stabbed with his own sword. I fled from the square. The next day, I learned that he had died from a puncture wound. I moved away from Italy, crossing into France by way of the Piedmont, taking on the name of Matteo Baccalini. I took only a few prayer books and a heavy heart with me. I knew that for the rest of my life I would need to atone for this sin, he finished.
Did you ever tell the young lady?
Whispered the old prospector. No, I never did, said Giovanni quietly. I didn't even tell my own father. Whenever I think of it now, I scourge my body with this yucca whip and I cinch my metal girdle. I also pray for the repose of the soul of the dead man. I hope that he may find eternal rest. I know that I never shall in this world. The old prospector stood up and said,
Well, what will you do for the rest of your life?
I must bear the burden of sorrow, said the hermit. But deep down I know that none of us ever leaves this world without paying in kind for the sins that we have committed. That, too, is my lot. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.